Hello everyone, and welcome to another Windows 7 session. With me today, Alec, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Alec Brunson. I'm a program manager in the Windows Core Operating System Division, and I work on a new feature in Windows 7 called the Location Platform.
My name is Yohai Kiryadi, and I'm the Windows 7 Technical Evangelist. As you probably guessed so far, by now, we are going to talk today about the Location Platform, which is part of the Sensor and Location Platform. So, what's the location in the sensor and location platform?
Okay, so you might have seen in another video by Dan and Gavin that new to Windows 7, there's a sensor and location platform that basically makes it easier for developers to write applications that use sensor hardware. So, you know, in the sensor platform, it's things like accelerometers and ambient light, but specifically in the location platform, we focus on location devices. So things like GPS, Wi-Fi triangulation, IP resolvers, user entered data, all these different type of technologies. The goal of the location platform is to make it easy for developers to use and easy for people who own laptops and other types of PCs to, you know, provide that information.
So, you know, making things easier is important, and it, you know, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But why is it hard today without that technology?
Okay.
What are the difficulties?
So if you imagine right now, so say, you know, it's beautiful, it's 36 degrees and sprinkling outside in beautiful Seattle right now. So say I wanted to take a trip to Hawaii on vacation, and I take my laptop with me. So wouldn't it be nice if when I flew and landed in Hawaii and I opened up my laptop, the time automatically changed to the local time, like my cell phone did. And my weather gadget automatically updated the weather to 80 degrees and sunny, or whatever it might be.
It should be, yeah.
And, you know, when I go to search online, I find restaurants and all sorts of things around me automatically. When I search for, you know, certain search terms, I get contextually aware search information. When I, you know, want to tag photos or anything like that, it automatically updates itself to be, you know, where I am. That would be really, really nice. Unfortunately, that isn't the way things are done today. And the real problem here that's preventing these beautiful customer scenarios are technical limitations. Right now, if you wanted to write, say, the weather gadget to use location awareness information, you would have to jump through all sorts of hoops. I mean, right now, the way GPS, which is pretty much the only standardized technology on you know, that's available in laptops, you'd have to parse NVMe streams, you'd have to talk to virtual COM ports, you'd have to worry about some other pre-installed proprietary API grabbing access, because with COM ports, it's only one application at a time that can get access to them. You'd have to deal with what version of NVMe are they using, and you'd have to go through all this heavyweight driver-level type stuff just to get the simple latitude and longitude, which is like, you know, two doubles.
Yes.
And so what the goal of our API is to take away all of that, those boundaries. So what we've done is we've treated location devices, GPS being just one of them, Wi-Fi and all the other things I mentioned before being other types of devices, and we treat them now as sensors. So now they're all treated as the same type of device. They're just sensors. There's nothing different about them. They all expose the same latitude and longitude and maybe altitude, and they all give you the error. They all behave in the same way. So now what we can do with the location API is we can pick whichever one of those is the best one at any given time, and we can give you that information in a strongly typed interface. So now if I'm an application developer, instead of worrying about, you know, the virtual COM and NVMe, all I need to care about is, you know, where am I right now? The kind of the synchronous, tell me where I am, and the, you know, track where I'm going. So, you know, give me repeated updates, or kind of the asynchronous case.
The idea is to have multiple device types, device manufacturer, and they're all basically abstracted into just one layer.
Yeah, exactly. So you can imagine different technologies that complement each other. For example, Wi-Fi and GPS. GPS works great out in open air, where there's no other buildings or people or anything around to cause crazy reflections of the signal and everything. But the problem is that where that works really well is not where people usually use their laptops a lot, right? Typically, you're going to use it inside, you're going to be in a car, you're going to be in something that's going to cause problems, or you're going to be in a city area. Mm-hmm. So a technology that works great there, which is Wi-Fi triangulation, which is where you use your computer's network card basically to say, you know, what Wi-Fi hotspots are around me, and you have some big database somewhere that tells you where they all are, and then you can, you know, calculate where you are. So with that technology, that actually works best in a city environment where there's lots of different points to give you an accurate fix. Mm-hmm. So that and GPS complement each other, because when you're out in the wilderness and you want to know where you are, you're not going to have any Wi-Fi access points, right?
Right.
So that's not going to work. But then when you're in the city and you want to know where you are, you're not going to have GPS. So these two different technologies complement each other. And so now with the location API, basically those two different devices will report how accurate they are at any given time. And so now we don't really need to worry about, or the user doesn't have to worry about picking which one. The location API, you know, when you're in the city, it will use Wi-Fi. When you go outside, it will use GPS. And it'll just automatically handle all of that for you.
Beautiful. So the developer doesn't really have to care. Just, you know, get me the location and that's it.
That's exactly right. So now, you know, if I'm a gadget developer, I don't really, you know, I don't really care about that, right?
That's cool. So all of this is really exciting. Can we see some of the location platform in action?
Certainly. So I've got have a demo right here. So I'm going to drag this over to our big screen over here, and as you can see here, we have a map of the United States here, and we've got this little pin that's moving across the map. So what's going on here actually is we have a virtual Earth map control being hosted inside a gadget. So this is just a standard HTML Windows gadget. And we're actually registering four events. This is the asynchronous, you know, follow where I am API. And we're actually accessing GPS level hardware. This is the GPS that's playing back a trip that we created going cross country, taking I-90 all the way from Seattle to Boston. And you can see we're moving across the country with we'll show in a later video, but there's just a couple of lines of code here. It's extremely simple. And I'm going to drag this over now, and you can see this is the weather gadget. And standard in Windows 7, the weather gadget actually automatically updates itself based on where you are. So if you can see, the weather is actually changing based, you know, the forecast. It's giving me the forecast based on where I am at the map. So this is kind of something that for anybody who's tried to write an application with the GPS is like a mind-blowing, because here we have two separate applications accessing GPS hardware at the same time. And, you know, with the current state of the world, with virtual COM ports and EMEA, you can't do that. So here we go. No extra code, no extra burden, HTML, and we've got, you know, gadgets.
Cool. And we'll look in future videos exactly on the architecture and coding perspective of that, and we'll show some live coding examples. So you mentioned that the location is basically built on top of the sensor. It's dependent on the sensor platform, right?
Yes, that's correct. So we treat each different device that provides location information, or each location provider, as a sensor. And because we do that, we actually get a lot of very powerful benefits. So I'm going to show you right now the location and other sensors control panel. So this is a new...
So this is a new window within the control
panel. That's right, a new window inside the hardware and sound section of Windows 7. And we actually start out with all different sensors disabled by default. So we do this for privacy concerns. Because if you think about it, while tracking location and all this other type of sensor information is really great and awesome, and you can make cool applications, it also raises concerns about users' privacy. Because if you had some GPS app or some GPS in your laptop running all the time without the user knowing about it, that'd be kind of a scary proposition. And the same goes true for any other type of, you know, biometrics or any other kind of sensors that you might have.
Right.
So we start out with sensors disabled by default, and there's a simple control panel entry, and we also have a piece of UI, a dialog that developers can call to be created. That's a standard Windows dialog. And what users have to do is actually physically turn on the device before applications can start getting access to this data. So you can see here, I already have this on for the sake of the demo, but if I turn this off and hit apply, boom, we stop right in our tracks. And if you notice on the weather gadget, the little box here has turned red, indicating I have access denied or I don't have permission to use that anymore. And now, if I recheck this box and hit apply again, the gadget actually picks up and keeps going again. So we return the flow of information. And we can do this for any sensor. You can manage each sensor individually. So say you have some type of sensor that's not very accurate and you don't mind that one having access, but you don't want the GPS at a given time. You could pick which ones you want. We also provide user level settings. So you can actually pick which different user you want to have access.
Yes.
So, you know, I can turn everybody off, or I can individually, you know, I can say, hey, I just want me and the administrator to have access. And that won't, that will still allow this to work.
Yes, I could see how this come handy in a GPS, that you wouldn't want, you know, your significant other to know that you went to the ball game instead of going to the library or the work or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very important.
Yes. Another thing that we have actually that's also a big step up from past versions, from past, you know, implementations of location services, is that we can actually treat services as their own entity. So anything running in the background, we can actually turn on and off here separately. And really, this approach towards security is a huge step or improvement from the old virtual COM port style thing.
Everybody could just have access.
Right, because anything, and then even if something malicious gets it, then nothing else can get
right,
it. So you have denial of service, and you have, you know, unrestricted access.
Yes.
So now we put the power of, you know, who gets how location information gets put out in the hands of the users.
Right. Yeah. And it's important to say that everything we've just seen about privacy right now, it's generic for any sensors, and location just taking dependency.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Yes. All sensors have the same privacy controls.
Excellent. Any words for closure?
Well, we're very excited to see this technology coming out. We're really happy to see how easy it is now to write a gadget, and I'm absolutely thrilled to see what kind of exciting applications and new web services and all sorts of cool things that are going to come out using location in the future.
Yes, definitely. There are a whole new set of opportunities.
When I take my trip to Hawaii, I want my computer to go with me. I want the Hawaii theme background and everything.
That should be that way. Well, folks, thank you very much. Staying with us, and stay tuned for future session on the location
absolutely
platform. Thank you.
Thanks.